Abang Abu Mekanik Wang, pengasas dan CEO Now Asia International akan ke Sapura Mine sedia membantu golongan muda dalam kesawanan dan kecerdasan kewangan. Penceramah terkenal ini akan membincangkan isu berkaitan dengan kewangan dan juga perniagaan. Jika anda ingin pelajari cara-cara untuk membina kekayaan, melabur, mengawal kewangan seperti cara-cara untuk melangsakkan hutang dan lain-lain lagi, ikuti kursus Abang Abu di Sapura Mine sekarang. Sila layari www.sapuraproperty.com hari ini untuk ketahui dengan lebih lanjut program ini sekarang. Abang Abu di Sapura Mines bantu anda berlabur dan mengurus kewangan dengan lebih padu. Iklan ini ditaja oleh Wahid Invest.
Korang tengah layan podcast Aman, sebahagian dari jaringan podcast di Aman sini. Apa khabar semua? Aku Mat Pis.
Aku Yem.
Okey, banyak benda kita nak cakap. In fact, benda ni bersambung-sambung daripada episod-episod yang lepas. Kita mulakan dengan segmen pertama, apa berita terbesar minggu ni. Okey, berita terbesar minggu ni is of course, aku dengan Yem have been talking about this episod-episod panjangnya tentang takeover Elon Musk dan Twitter. Ataupun takeover Elon Musk towards Twitter. Latest report menyatakan bahawa his Twitter takeover is on hold, direhatkan sementara ataupun di stop sementara. Walau bagaimanapun, beberapa jam selepas beliau menyatakan bahawa it's on hold, beliau menyatakan bahawa masih committed untuk memiliki Twitter. Dan ini dikatakan berdasarkan kehendak beliau untuk mengetahui sama ada betul atau tidak spam and fake accounts di Twitter ini adalah 5% of its users. Aku rasa macam it doesn't matter. I mean benda ni boleh continue on later, but apparently for him it's a big deal. But this is the latest ongoing saga of Elon Musk.
Dia kalau nak, kalau tak nak beli, cakap tak nak beli. Tak payahlah nak tipu buat cerita itu ini cold apa feet, bagai semua. Bukan cold feet. Mamat ni memang tak ada duit, bro. 42 billion is a lot of money. He has to raise it. And the banks have used the shares of Tesla as collateral upon the loan tau. Mm-hmm. So andai kata the default on the loan, all these Tesla shares now belongs to the bank. So jam. Does he want to risk? Bukan jam. Does he want to risk losing Tesla for Twitter? That is the biggest thing right now. Is he willing to lose shares in a really, really good company? A company that has a bright future because, you know, electric vehicles is going to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
Bukan is the next big going to be. It is the next. Yeah. It has been the next big thing. Is the big thing right now.
Yeah.
And he wants to let go because of Twitter. But the moral of the story is this. Kalau kau pusing balik, main balik rakaman kita yang sebelum ni, kan aku skeptical dia nak beli Twitter.
Itulah.
And I think the reality is as such where it was never about purchasing Twitter. It was always about trying to be in the news. And the fact that he is in the news constantly over the past few months resulting in him being in the news. And of course, this has raised the profile of Tesla, of the Boring Company, of SpaceX, dan sebagainya. And this has resulted in a situation where all these kind of companies are going to go big when it comes to getting media coverage. So, if anything, we have been played by Elon Musk again and again to a point where we are continuing being played, but we are still talking about him this morning.
Tapi kau tak rasa right now at this point in time, I understand lah macam the will he, won't he punya nak ke tak nak ke. I think the past few weeks yes lah, tapi sekarang dia dah announce sampai Twitter board pun to a certain degree has green light the takeover. Don't you think at this point in time it's a bit too big to fail, or it's already like terlampau dekat
no.
Dah still can tarik ad break?
No, absolutely not, because there is no transaction that has been put in place to a point where the deal needs to go on. So there is no reason for him to continue on this deal if he doesn't want to, because nothing has been executed. Some things may have been signed, but nothing has been executed. So andai kata dia tak nak beli, dia tak nak proceed, there is no reason why. Maybe ada some form of penalty apa semua lah, but it will not be 4.42 billion lah US. Okay, so 200 bilion ringgit. It won't be that lah. It will be some whatever the various fees and penalties yang dia kena bayar lah. But it doesn't mean that he has to take on this $42 billion debt. So I think he can pull out anytime.
Well, I mean, that's something that we need to keep an eye on. Sebab aku tengok juga among the tech world, banyak je dah panggil dia like asking him like, oh, what is his plan for Twitter and everything. And I'm sure it has agitated beberapa orang, not beberapa lah, I think the whole of Twitter company because of this takeover kan, because we don't know where he is taking it. But nevertheless, kami di Podcast Amaz ni akan sentiasa keep an eye on Elon Musk at Twitter ni. Maybe there is a different buyer or maybe a different form of takeover will happen. We'll keep an eye on the story. Kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita akan ke segmen kedua. Apa lagi berita terbesar ni?
Podcast ini dibawakan oleh Amaz TV. Minat dunia tech, gadget dan smartphone? Jom ikuti Amaz hari ini. Kami berkongsi pelbagai video berkaitan review telefon, komputer, laptop, gaming, app dan lain-lain lagi. Kami juga bawakan tutorial dan wawancara bersama pelbagai personaliti di dalam dunia teknologi. Cari Amaz TV di YouTube, Facebook dan Instagram hari ini.
Okay, kembali ke Podcast Amaz bersama aku, Mak Pins dan juga Yim. Ini adalah segmen kedua, apa lagi berita terbesar minggu ni. Okay, we still on the subject of Tesla, but not necessarily Tesla, because if you were to look dalam laporan ni by the New York Times, talking about the Tesla effect, where di mana sekarang ni, kita lihat snowmobiles, boats and even lawnmowers are going electric. And it's I don't know, it's part of a trend, it's part of a tech trend, everything is moving towards electric. Aku sebenarnya miss this snowmobiles and lawnmowers going electric, but although aku rasa benda ni is a natural evolution of tech products lah. As you go electric, is cleaner, is better, but I mean there are always other forms, right? But always it's better than just using oil lah. I think the next step is probably electric motors. I don't know, motorcycles, electric bikes. That's the next phase lah. So
sekarang kalau kau nak beli electric motorcycle contohnya, kau boleh beli dekat Alibaba. Harga dia $518, sekitar RM2,200. Ada juga dekat Taobao, kau dah boleh beli dah electric motorcycle sebenarnya. Scooter, moped apa semua tu dah ada, memang dah ada. Tapi I'm talking about electric motorcycle 150cc or you know 125cc
on the road.
Now if you can see the mass production of this and then translate this to countries yang memang pakai motorcycle dalam apa mass amount, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, all this can be used as markets to sell electric motorcycles. Now, when this happens, emission rate goes down to zero, negative, right? To a point where cities that were known as to be dirty, macam Manila, macam Bangkok, macam Jakarta, macam KL, right? Mumbai. All this will go away in a blink of an eye. Yes, we need electricity to garner the power that is going to be pumped into these motorcycles. Tapi when you look at the offset of the carbon emission yang dijanakan oleh coal plants, for instance, ataupun hydroelectric plants, tempat-tempat yang nak buat electricity, the emissions for these kind of plants is much lesser than the emission rates of per vehicle times millions, yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you look at this kind of dynamics, we are going to be able to reduce carbon emissions and reduce heat, yeah, kepanasan sesebuah ibu negara tu secara mendadak. In fact, there is a lot of studies here. One of them is of course from WEF, which is currently happening May 22nd to May 25-26, pardon me, dekat Davos, Switzerland. So while WEF is talking about carbon emission, carbon 2, carbon ni, apa electric, apa semua, companies like Tesla, for instance, walaupun macam aku cakap lah, walaupun aku tak suka sangat Elon Musk, what he has done with Tesla is something else, right? Macam kita cakap tadi, yeah. Does he want to risk on losing Tesla to Twitter, assuming dia tak boleh bayar loan? Because Tesla is at the forefront of this. Now dekat Mat Salleh negara, ialah lawnmower, snowmobile lah, apa all this lah kan, yang diorang lah pakai. Tapi kalau diorang boleh translate that to the use of Asia, where you know over 2 billion people are in this region, and of that 2 billion people, definitely more than half that are on vehicles will be on motorcycles. Imagine if you can mass produce and mass power electric motorcycles to a point where carbon emissions can be reduced to zero. This is a huge, huge market. Now, kalau macam aku cakap, kalau kau pergi Alibaba.com, kau just type aja Alibaba.com 72 volt 20 AHI power electric scooter vehicle 1500 watt 518. Nampak cun. Dan because it's electric, I'm assuming the torque is very big, very strong. Stronger than the normal 125cc. This is, my friend, the answer to mass produce, mass utilization, and of course, mass adoption of people buying these kind of vehicles in these countries. If Tesla can do this, that's great, but China is already doing it, but they're not mass selling it to countries like Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, and Philippines. Once they do it, once an entrepreneur has been able to do this, game over, bro. Game over. Now, in tandem, petrol companies like Shell or Petronas ke apa benda, whatever lah dia punya petrol company ni, kalau dia boleh sediakan pump yang berkuasa tinggi, they call it type 2 cable ke P2 cable? Aku rasa type 2 cable yang dia guna untuk EV vehicle sekarang. EV vehicle sekarang, dia guna tu, dia cocok dalam 10-20 minit dapat full battery and then off they go. Wow, it's going to be crazy, bro.
That's the answer lah. But do you think it's going to happen this decade? Do you think it's going to happen by 2020?
It's definitely going to happen. Because this is an insatiable growth to a point where entrepreneurs cannot afford to miss this opportunity. Impossible for them to say, tak payahlah aku pursue this particular opportunity. This is ridiculous lah. This is rubbish. I don't see any money in it. That's stupid. There definitely would be money in this. And I think there definitely going to be a situation where batteries are going to be a big deal. And therefore, lithium, rare iron, rare earth, rare all this, yang macam kita ada dekat Kuantan lah, apa benda semua, will definitely be used, lithium in particular, will be used to develop more batteries for mass adoption of electric motorcycles. So if Tesla is doing this for lawnmowers and snowmobiles, there's no reason why they can't do this for motorcycles. If China is already selling these kind of electric motorcycles on Alibaba and Alipay and Taobao, definitely we're going to see this being sold on Lazada, Shopee, whatever, Shein for all I care, dekat Malaysia. As long as there is a market and as long as there is a demand, there will be suppliers to present this, and to answer your question, definitely. Bukan sahaja this decade tau. Dalam jangka masa terdekat ni, I'm talking 1 to 2 years. That is the idea here when it comes to battery. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
It'll be interesting to see, especially, you know, in terms of government, how are we going to make the transition. Kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita akan ke segmen seterusnya. Segmen Teman Amans.
Kopi. Nadi penggerak dunia moden hari ini. Kopi yang enak dan berkualiti menjadi pasangan sesuai bagi mana-mana majlis sosial maupun formal. Blue Dome Coffee menyajikan kopi Ramon khas dari biji kopi yang premium disediakan dengan rapi oleh barista-barista handalan bagi memastikan setiap hirupan istimewa tanpa bandingan. Kunjungi Instagram ataupun Facebook at Blue Dome Coffee untuk maklumat lanjut. Cari kami di at Blue Dome Coffee hari ini.
Okay, kembali ke Podcast Amans bersama aku, Mapis dan juga Yim. Ini adalah segmen ketiga, segmen Teman Amans. Biasa dalam segmen ni, aku dan Yim akan memberi respon kepada soalan-soalan yang dihantar dari pendengar-pendengar di luar sana. Ke ask@amans.my. Aku ulang sekali lagi, ask@amans.my. Dan untuk sesi kali ini, kita dengarkan soalan untuk Teman Amans.
Hai, saya Rashid dari Damansara. Saya terbaca laporan yang mengatakan bahawa ekonomi Amerika akan masuk recession atau kekawatan. Apa pandangan Mat Pis dan Yim tentang impak ini terhadap ekonomi Malaysia?
Bila cakap pasal recession ni, memang I mean everyone is worried, right? Recession, inflation dan sebagainya. But of course, I'm no expert economist, but tengok lihat the fact that our mata wang pun is taking a battering, is already worrying. But of course, there's always pros and cons in everything. But recession is definitely is a bad thing if it's hitting America, it's going to cascade down to us. Yeah, MNCs but, are here.
Tapi we are. Tapi kita kan. Yeah. Tapi okay, kita kena tengok things in perspective. Eh, yeah, we're not economists, but here are the economic data anyway, so that we can fully understand what's going on. First of all, recession is defined as consecutive quarterly negative growth. For now, in the US, only one quarter, but there seems to be all the indications are showing that the second quarter is going to go to be a negative or so. So definitely, it fits the argument of a recession. In Malaysia, first quarter, 5% growth. Last quarter was 3.6% growth. There is every reason for us to believe that we're going to hit a 6% growth this year. Every reason. Mm-hmm. One economist, Professor Badwan Barjoyai, mentioned that the growth is actually quite strong to a point where private consumption has risen quite considerably, particularly on items like 10,000 ringgit withdrawal from EPF dan sebagainya. When it is translated into ringgits flooded into the market, we're seeing, you know, puluhan bilion ringgit di dalam tangan orang ramai, dan ini telah menyebabkan perbelanjaan meningkat, terutamanya untuk suku pertama tahun ini, dan ini juga telah menyaksikan kadar inflasi meningkat juga. Dan apabila kadar inflasi meningkat, ini menyebabkan keadaan di mana situasi hyperinflation perlu dibincangkan. Mungkin kita tak akan sampai keadaan seteruk Venezuela, tetapi keadaan hyperinflation mungkin akan kena Malaysia. Therefore, there is every reason for us to believe there is going to be another interest rate hike by the Bank Negara after the 25 basis point increase that we saw very recently. Okay, that is said and done. Tapi when it comes to recession in the US, sama ada it is going to hit Malaysia, we have to also understand that US is becoming less and less of an importance for us in trading partners. Macam kita tengok balance of trade data yang dikeluarkan pada minggu 16 Mei, sekitar 19 Mei macam tu, trade with US import and export has declined in relative to our trade import and export with China. Even when China economic slowdown, even when imports from China has slowed down, it is still bigger than what we are doing with US. Yes. Because of our less reliance on the trade with US, there is every sense for us to believe that the economic recession that is going to hit the US or is hitting the US may not necessarily have a greater impact on our economy. One more important thing before we end this conversation, which is, how is China going to come back from the China lockdown? I don't know how. Nobody knows how. But history has shown us, recent history, past 50 years have shown us that China has been doing well when it comes to economic recoveries, particularly when it comes to short-term economic shocks and medium-term economic shocks. What we have not seen is long-term economic shocks, macam COVID-19 ni, ha. Because we have not seen how they are recovering from COVID-19, that doesn't mean that they cannot recover in the shortest time possible. This is still China we're talking about. And if you look around, China trade is always the biggest in many, many countries. In Indonesia, biggest trading partner, China. Thailand, biggest trading partner, China. You name it. Yeah, Philippines, China. Everybody China lah. Because China is heavily connected to the world, if this is going to happen in terms of how economic slowdown is going to take place in the US, will it happen in this part of the world? I think the risk is being averted because we are all trading with China and China needs all of us. Because of our markets being interconnected, the growth is going to continue on. The hint is there. Bank Negara pun dah raise interest rate, resulting in us to believe that Bank Negara's outlook on the economic recovery is going to go strong. Macam Professor Badran Joya cakap, it is going to hit 6%. But there's a lot of caveat. Number one, unemployment rate stays down. Number two, inflation rate stays down. Number three, SME, pemerkasaan, PKS terus berdaya saing dan berdaya maju untuk tahun ini. And so on, and so on. Yeah. So when that happens, and I think it will, it makes us tend to believe that the recession that is happening in the US might not hit not just Malaysia, but this region. So, great question. I hope the answer is satisfactory, but at the same time, risk are still abound. Now, mata wang macam kau cakap tadi, might not necessarily be a key fit factor here, because even if mata wang kita semakin menurun, yeah, people like you and me, maybe it becomes a little bit more expensive to travel around the world, especially to the US, but exporting companies, like rubber glove company, macam palm oil company, in fact, aviation, hotel, hospitality businesses, transportation, all this, right? all this is going to be doing well because they are still dealing with USD and they are making money in USD. Cost is still in ringgit. So the gap on their revenue based on FX translation gain is going to increase as well. So that is something that is something to look forward to. But it's not good lah juga kan. I mean, dollar ringgit.
But do you see the ringgit strengthening soon against the US dollar?
No, there is no reason why the ringgit is going to strengthen anytime soon because the US economy is still going strong, Malaysia's economy is still going strong. While the recession is hitting the US, that only means that Malaysia has a lot to gain with a weaker ringgit, so traders are still going to see ringgit being weakened even further. Mm-hmm. So that's that, I mean, it's going to be more expensive. Aku akan postpone trip aku untuk, travel pergi US. But that doesn't mean I'm going to die suffering here lah, insyaAllah.
Nak beli App Store dengan subscription pun fikir 2-3 kali lah.
OnlyFans bro, OnlyFans. Dia makin naik sekarang harga dia.
Yang tu je lah the good thing. Okay, kita berehat sebentar. Terima kasih atas soalan yang diberikan untuk sesi tempahaman kali ni. Kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita sambung ke segmen seterusnya, segmen Ramalan atau Nuzul.
Di Sapura Mines, majlis perkahwinan impian anda boleh menjadi nyata. Dewan Agam di Sapura Mines mampu memuatkan sehingga 2,000 jemputan. Besar atau kecil majlis idaman anda, Sapura Mines mampu merealisasikannya. Kawasan parkir yang disediakan amat luas bagi menempatkan kesemua hadirin pada hari istimewa anda. Anda juga boleh memilih caterer pilihan bagi menepati cita rasa terkini. Untuk makluman lanjut, sila layari sapuraproperty.com.my. Sapura, PROPERTY.com.my.
Ini adalah podcast Aman. Anda bersama aku, Mak Pis dan juga Yim. Ini adalah segmen keempat, segmen Ramalan atau Nuzul. Okey, difahamkan kita akan meramalkan tentang pembelian atau takeover Twitter bagi sesi kali ini. Okay, apakah ramalan anda untuk this
particular? I mean, anybody can buy Twitter. Aku nak ramalkan something different. Macam kau cakap tadi sebelum kita pergi ke break. Puspacom.
Wow.
Aku punya ramalan adalah Puspacom akan wujudkan satu bahagian kenderaan elektrik untuk semak fit of use off road for electric vehicle. Buat masa ni Puspacom tak ada this department.
You think so?
When my friend brought in his Tesla from Singapore. Dia gelak. Dia kata Puspacom buka tak ada enjin. So Puspacom tak tahu macam mana nak evaluate.
Oh damn.
Okay. And for that particular Puspacom office, they have never seen a Tesla before. I'm sure kalau you bawa pergi Kelang ke apa ke, dia pernah jumpa banyak Tesla. But for that particular office, they haven't seen. That was the first Tesla they've ever seen. And okay, they cannot clear the car for fit of use for vehicle on the road. Can you believe it? Because tak ada enjin. And then bila cakap this electric vehicle, dia kata, yeah, kita tahu electric vehicle, but I how do I certify? Betul juga. So, my friend had to like tow the car to another Puspacom who have seen and evaluated Tesla. Tesla, and then he got this one, fit of use for road. Now, that's why, because of the advent of rising electric vehicles from Tesla to electric vehicles like yang lain, and then baru kita cakap tadi pasal possibility of electric motorcycles hitting the market in a big way, Puspacom has no other option but to create a unit or a department that talks about, a division that looks at electric vehicles. And I think it's going to be created this year. Itu ramalan aku.
I think it's a necessity, right, to do that. Aku tak tahu sama ada kau ada baca ataupun kau ada lihat benda ni masa this past Raya season where there's someone from Singapore drove his Tesla to kira balik beraya lah di Kedah. And masa balik beraya tu, dia menggunakan Tesla dia on autopilot mode and not holding the steering wheel. Okay, no accidents happen, tapi it created an uproar in the TikTok sphere, Twitter sphere, whatever, because kita punya JPJ ataupun kita punya akta penggunaan jalan raya does not allow us not to put our hands away from the steering wheel while driving. So aku fikir even our legislation is not ready for autonomous vehicles. So whatever you said about about ramalan tu, I think it better come sooner rather than later lah, because otherwise we're just going to be left behind and a lot of people akan perlu tow dia punya kenderaan from one office to another. Very interesting ramalan ini. Kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita akan ke segmen terakhir, segmen baik buruk.
Amans Media adalah peneraju kandungan dunia IT dalam bahasa Malaysia. Kami memberi tumpuan terhadap perkembangan dunia IT di dalam dan di luar negara. Kami menghasilkan tutorial dan menggunakan bahasa Malaysia sepenuhnya. Layari amans.my, amanz.my hari ini.
Okay, ini adalah podcast Amans dan anda bersama aku, Mak Fiz dan juga Yem. Ini adalah segmen terakhir, segmen baik buruk. Biasa dalam segmen ni, aku dan Yem akan sembang tentang apa yang baik dan buruk yang kami nampak untuk sesi kali ni. Apa yang kau nampak baik untuk sesi kali ni?
Aku sebenarnya aku nak mulakan dengan buruk sebab Ustaz Wanji, kalau korang kenal di, you know, circles of NGOs and the likes. Dia ada car crash and he's not doing too well. There's a possibility of internal bleeding and he's fighting for his life in Johor. Initially, he was brought to hospital Kota Batu Pahat. Now, he's brought to hospital JB untuk rawatan selanjutnya. And I do wish him all the best. And Ustaz Wanji is a rather famous figure in the circles of... kau kenal Ustaz Wanji? Kau tak kenal?
Kena.
Habis.
So
he's, you know, he was in a car crash and I really do wish him all the best. However, his family members are saying that things are not doing too well. So I don't know what that means. When they say not doing too well. Yeah, it could be nothing, it could be everything.
I think itu ada juga dalam my circle tak stabil sepenuhnya lah. Belum dalam keadaan stabil lah. Tak apalah, sama-sama kita doakan.
Okay, untuk baik, aku rasa, okay lah, put it this way. Last week, we saw Liverpool winning the FA Cup and Chelsea did not too bad during the entire 120 minutes extra time. But to be honest, if I'm being fair to myself, Liverpool was the better team and penalty shootout is always a lottery. For Mason Mount and Aspi to miss the opportunities, I think that's normal. I think, you know, we would like them to score, but at the same time, shit happens, kan? So I do think that Liverpool has a long shot in getting the quadruple. Maybe not the Premier League, therefore the treble. So because of that, I think it's a good idea to celebrate a possibility of an English team winning the treble, Champions League included, lah.
That's so nice of you. I'll try to share your sentiment lah. But anyways, about I didn't realize actually Chelsea has lost 3 FA Cups in a row.
Arsenal dengan Leicester City. Arsenal dengan Lampard. Yeah. Leicester City dengan Tuchel.
Itulah.
Yeah. Apa nak buat? Dah kalah.
I guess it must be frustrating lah as a Chelsea fan.
It is frustrating, but you know, this season paling teruk bro, sebab sampai kena sanction lepas tu all the injuries, Lukaku tak dapat score, bukan tak dapat, tak boleh score. I mean despite all these trials and tribulations, we got third in the league. I think that's good enough lah for now. There's a lot of work that needs to be done with the new owner Todd Boehly. Dan aku rasa Todd Boehly akan spend like billions lah nak dapatkan the best players possible. Center back is a big problem. Strike partnership is a big problem. Will we have to stick with Lukaku, Werner, Kai Havertz, Mason Mount, ataupun are we looking at something new? Tapi bila something new macam tu lah, it's a hit and miss lah kan. Very rare. Dulu kau dapat dia drop bar, shock lah. Dia dapat score 30 goals a season at least kan.
Yeah.
It's like lightning in a bottle lah. Kadang-kadang tak dapat. Apa nak buat kan? So for now, I think we just have to realize that.
Ada konsep rezeki juga.
But for now, there is a concept of this season has been one of the toughest seasons for Chelsea. Particularly when it comes to Russia-Ukraine, Abramovich ties with Putin dan sebagainya. The sale of the club to a new owner. The hailing of a new era. So I think good lah to start off with a blank slate. No trophies this year. Very rare does Chelsea end up with zero trophies in a season. Very, very rare. Yes, that's true. And the other one kan, UEFA Cup, UEFA Super Cup. Yeah, ni trinkets lah bro. We're talking about the real At the very least Carabao Cup, at the very least FA Cup, kan.
You want to talk about trophyless? Manchester United is the true trophyless. Not even the
community.
You know
what is interesting? Ronaldo won most Premier League Player of the Month this season, and he was not nominated for Player of the Season. I don't understand.
No,
he was good
in
every month. Why is he not good?
No, he was good
at least top 10, kan?
I agree lah.
No, but then why give him Player of the Month every month?
No, because his influence macam over, you know, the XG tu kan, the expected contribution tu is so high.
Yeah.
Tapi he's in a bad team lah. So that's why lah. But I'm not too angry about that lah. Anyways, I agree with you on that. Yeah, let's celebrate. I mean, we are both close watchers or supporters of the English Premier League. I guess we can celebrate that lah. And after all, memang Liverpool did display great performance throughout the season, not just that particular game. So on that note, kita akhiri sesi podcast Amans untuk kali ini. Seperti biasa, hantarkan apa-apa yang anda ingin cadangkan dan sebagainya ke us@amans.my. Aku dan Yim sentiasa mengalu-alukannya. Kita bertemu lagi di sesi akan datang.
Abang Abu Mekanik Wang, pengasas dan CEO Now Asia International akan ke Sapura Mind, sedia membantu golongan muda dalam kesawanan dan kecerdasan kewangan. Penceramah terkenal ini akan membincangkan isu berkaitan dengan kewangan dan juga perniagaan. Jika anda ingin pelajari cara-cara untuk membina kekayaan, melabur, mengawal kewangan seperti cara-cara untuk melangsakan hutang dan lain-lain lagi, ikuti kursus Abang Abu di Sapura Mind sekarang. Sila layari www.sapuraproperty.com hari ini untuk ketahui dengan lebih lanjut program ini sekarang. Abang Abu di Sapura Minds bantu anda berlabur dan mengurus kewangan dengan lebih padu. Iklan ini ditaja oleh Wahid Invest.